You're listening to the Outstanding Life Podcast with your host, Johnny D, the Motivational Cowboy. As a motivational speaker, Johnny D impacts audiences around the world with his message of living the outstanding life. He's a best-selling author, MC, and two-time Grammy-considered artist. This podcast is a place where Johnny D can introduce you to his outstanding friends and share funny, interesting, and heart-provoking stories. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. Here comes your host, Johnny D.
Hey, everybody, I'm Johnny D, the Motivational Cowboy. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Outstanding Life Podcast. I am so pumped up about today's show. Today's show is called Time to Stand Out. Today, we have my good friend Bill Melbach with me. Bill, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do you think of the new Outstanding Life Podcast studio? You like it?
I love it, man. I love that new intro, too. I mean, no pressure, but yeah, buckle up. And I guess I'm an outstanding friend today, so this is fantastic. Because I love your audience. And what I love the most is just the dirt road audience. I just think it's fantastic. Because I have no idea where you're at right now, but I know somewhere you're just like in deep in the middle of the heart of the country, and I love that.
Want to say a big hello to all of our friends tuning in on Dirt Road Radio, KYDT 103.1 FM and KBFS 1450 AM. Bill, today we're going to be talking about time to stand out. It's time for America to stand up, fantastic, to stand out, to just be kind to one another. You know, I was thinking about some things that I've done in the past, and my last CD was called Time to Stand Out. So I thought, what better way for us to have a great conversation than maybe for me to share some of the tracks from my CD? I mean, what do you think?
Oh, it's fantastic. I think it's amazing. It's actually, see, one of the things I love about your work is that it's all about life lessons. And I spend a lot of my time listening to motivational speakers, but they're all telling me how to make a buck and how to make money. And, you know, but this life lessons thing is about your heart.
Yeah.
You know, and this is deep for people. But at the end of the day, it is about life lessons. And then right this minute out there, I mean, you can't get any better than, you know, kindness.
Right. And, you know, the first track I picked is called Act of Kindness, right? Because I don't think there's enough people in the world that are kind to one another. You know, everybody's separated these days, and it's like we are choosing ourselves to be mean to other people.
Yeah.
To divide us, because like when I walk out into the world, people are not really mean to anybody.
Right.
But you get behind that keyboard and they are pretty pretty negative, what I mean, these days.
It's easy to hide behind the computer screen.
Yes. Phone screen. So, you know, and one thing of why I One reason why I made this CD was, I love music. You know, here in the podcast studios, I have guitars. I can't play a lick. I can strum on them and stuff like that, but I really, really can't play music. I love music though. So I thought, what better way for me to tell my stories than to put music with them and almost trick people into being inspired and motivated?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of like a great song, right? Instead of a great song, you got a great story.
Absolutely.
We're going to jump right into this one, and it's called Act of Kindness. So again, everybody, I'm Johnny D, the Motivational Cowboy. This is my good friend, Bill Melbach, and you're going to be listening to Act of Kindness.
Have you ever been to California? Picture this, 6 lanes of traffic on both sides and completely packed. It's ridiculous, crowded all the time. One day in particular, there was a man on his way home from work in an old beat-up pickup truck. While driving, he saw this huge white limousine with a flat tire parked on the side of the road. He started making his way over to the shoulder of the highway. Once he was there, the guy got out of his truck and walked up and knocked on the window. The driver said, "Can I help you?" The guy responded, "Yeah, I see that you have a flat tire. Can I help you out?" Surprised, the driver replied, "Wait a second, you're going to help me out and change the flat tire with me? I just called roadside assistance and they said it was going to be 2 hours. Yeah, if you're going to help me, let's do it." Together, the two men went to the back of the limo, began removing the flat tire, and quickly got the job done. Once they were finished, the driver said, "Hey man, thanks. I wish there was something nice I could do for you." The guy responded, "Hey, just have a great day, sir." He started walking back to his pickup truck, and as he passed the limo's rear window, it began to roll down. The businessman inside said, "Hey, thanks for helping my driver change the flat tire. It looks like we're going to make it to the meeting. Is there something nice I can do for you?" The guy answered, "Just have a great day." The businessman again tried, "No, really, I want to do something nice for you." The guy goes, "Just have a great day." The businessman began to yell, "Sir, I want to do something nice for you." So before returning to his pickup, the guy finally said, "Hey, you want to do something nice for me? Send my wife some flowers." He wrote down his address for the businessman. Weeks went by, and he forgot all about the flat tire, the driver, and the businessman. One evening after work, he pulled up in his driveway, and his wife came running out and jumped on top of him. Confused, he said, "Get off me! Get off me!" "Okay, okay," she said. But as she gave her husband some space, she thanked him again and again. He said, "For what? What did I do for all this?" She said, "Well, for the flowers." The guy admits, "I didn't send you any flowers. They're probably for the newlyweds down the street. They're just delivered to the wrong house, honey." "Did you open the card?" She goes, "Well, no, I assume they're from you, honey." So they open the card, and this is what the card read. "Thank you so much for helping my driver fix the flat tire. We made it to the meeting. I got the deal. Your friend, the businessman. P.S. Your mortgage is now paid off." This is Johnny D telling you a simple act of kindness goes a long way.
Bill, the moral of the story is not for all of us to jump in our cars right now or our pickup trucks, find a freeway, and go find limousines on the side of the road with flat tires. That is not the moral of the story. But the moral of the story is a simple act of kindness goes a long way.
I'm glad you clarified that.
I mean, how nice would it be for someone to pay off your mortgage? But on the flip side, it's like you never know. I mean, this guy forgot about what he did for somebody until his wife came out and jumped on top of him. But you just never know, man. A simple smile, buying somebody's coffee, it doesn't matter. Just a simple act of kindness goes a long way, especially these days.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I can't agree with that any more than the. But yeah, it's he had a nice hook in there with the mortgage thing. But but no, absolutely. Act of kindness is. It's also for your own heart. It keeps you, you know, being a decent, kind person. You know, and then you just look out in the world and see how much could the world be benefiting from kindness right now.
You know, I try all the time. It doesn't matter if I'm at the grocery store, if I'm at a hotel, you know, I just tell people I appreciate them.
Yeah.
And it's funny how sometimes people are like, "Why would you say that to me? You don't even know me." I said, "Because I do. I appreciate you cleaning my room. I appreciate you bagging my groceries. I appreciate you working today. I appreciate you." And I love seeing, you know, what people, the reactions of people being nice.
Well, you know, as a professional, you know, I want to have you speak to that even more, because what I really feel is hurting the kindness factor is just that. It's you're not appreciating people anymore. Virtually any time we're online and things like this, we're basically blaming each other for feeling a certain way or thinking a certain way. And it's like coming down to like just two different ways to think. And if you don't think that way, then you're being blamed. There's hardly any more appreciation. I mean, I try to share people that are like helping kids with cancer, and you know, and because I'm amazed at the kindness they're showing to people that are in the most need. And to me, one of my biggest life lessons that I want to share, at least while I have the short time to say this here, is that I think it takes a warrior to be kind. I think it's more, it shows more strength to be kind to people than it does to be mean.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
I learned this from, I'm going to call him out right now. I'd like to shout out to Sean Taylor from third grade, my nemesis, because I was in third grade, and for all different reasons, I ended up, I was the one that was picked on. I wasn't the bully. I was the one that was picked on. And after weeks and weeks and weeks of this, you know, I finally just finally got tired, and man, I just hauled off and pushed him down, but I did it right in front of the principal. So for the next 2 weeks, Sean Taylor and I were having to pick up trash around the school for 2 or 3 weeks. And then we got to be friends. And then we realized, well, he had hurts and I had hurts, and then we were kind of more alike, and then we ended up becoming friends and playing tetherball and things. And so
yeah.
Everything was cool. But the moral of the story, though, was I learned about bullies. And I think we're learning, I mean, we're being forced into a situation now where it's like, you know, the thing to be is to be a bully. Because I need you to see my point of view, and I need you to believe what I believe. And I don't believe that's how life works. I think it takes a strong person to be kind and empathetic and sympathetic and understand what the other side's going through. And you can only really do that with kindness. I see kindness as like a bridge. Like when you get mean, both hearts are shut down. And kindness to me is like that bridge.
Wow. Good job, Bill. Well done. I didn't get all that out of that story, but man, that's awesome.
Hey, it's a great story. That's why I love your work.
You know, a lot of times too, people think that they're too young, they're too old. And to be kind, there is no age limit on being kind. At least to me anyways.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think it's even more so because of social media, and because that's the way everybody, especially the younger generation, interacts. One of the only ways that you're going to be able to connect with people is through kindness. At the end of the day, when you're comparing each other through pictures on Instagram and who has the better life and who has the better filter, you know, that literally you lose track of like what does all this mean in the real world? And in the real world, you are going to deal with people, and you are going to deal with, you know, situations, and you better learn to be kind, because you're in a world of a lot of mean people right now.
Right. Right.
And to be honest, the older I get, the more I'm counting on the younger generation to get it, because they're the ones that are going to lead the world.
Right, right. You know, being kind, it brings me to my next track, and it's called Legacy. And I wrote this because my daughter is my world. Your daughter is your world. And in Legacy, there's so many families. I mean, we just looked before the show started today, and over 50% of the U.S. population has been divorced. And I made a pack with my ex-wife years ago. And we said, hey, listen, no matter what happens, we are going to raise our daughter and be a family. Okay. I don't love you. You don't love me. I'm going to get remarried. I mean, you know, so this song, this story is about a legacy that Bill, I'm not a super rich guy. And there's a lot of people maybe listening right now like saying, well, there's not a legacy I'm going to leave my kids. I don't have that kind of money. And I thought to myself years ago, I'm like, I'm going to leave my daughter with things that I can give her. I can give her love. I can give her kindness. I can be a father in her life. So this is called Legacy from my last CD called Time to Stand Out.
Everyone wants to build something. Everyone wants to make their mark. It's been said that a rich man leaves his fortune. Well, I guess I'm not that smart. I will leave you with my love, my wisdom, and always, always my heart. You are everything that's good in me. And that's not even the best part. You have taken my gifts to you and improved them in ways that I never even knew.
You are my legacy, my gift to the world. You will understand when you have your own boy or girl.
It's been a great joy watching you grow. I am very proud of you. Just so you know, I love you so. The other day, tears fell freely. I got a huge lump in my throat when I found an old poem that you had wrote. And it said, I love you very much.
Very much. You already know I'm such. You always tell me that I can. You're my number one fan. We always have a fun time, even if we don't spend a dime. I know that you love me, even if you are crazy. Dad, I just want you to know how much I love you, even if you already do.
You are my legacy, my gift to the world. You will understand when you have your own boy or girl.
You are young. Some words hard to spell. But like a great poet, my child captured love so well. I am a proud parent. But you see, I'm not alone. The world is full of them, each with a poem of their own.
You are my legacy, my gift to the world. You will understand when you have your own boy or girl.
And that's Legacy from my last CD, Time to Stand Out. Bill, what do you think?
Oh, that one's amazing. That one actually, that was one of the things that bonded me with you originally because of our daughters. And did your daughter actually write that?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny, Bill. She did write that and I'll never forget. I mean, she was young, right? And she would always say to me, she'd always say, Dad, you're crazy. You're crazy. You know, and I remember when she gave that to me, Bill, she was missing a tooth. I mean, if she listens to this podcast, she's probably embarrassed right now, but she was like missing teeth and, you know, because at that age she was losing teeth and getting her big teeth in. And I'll never forget that poem. And when I was writing Legacy, I took that poem and wanted to integrate that into the poem because, I mean, it's so important for fathers and mothers to realize that this is your legacy to the world, is your kids. Make them the best you can possibly make them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny now because now she's roller derby. She's probably knocking out teeth.
Right. You know, so I hope you all enjoyed that. I mean, I had so much fun writing that. And Bill, we actually, there's a video of that out from 5 years ago. You shot a video of me with that. And it was funny, just a little behind the scenes here. Bill was shooting this video called Legacy. And I literally was listening to the song and I had the guitar in my hand and do you remember, Bill, I started crying, literally started crying and I stopped and I said, Bill, I am so sorry. I'm really emotional. And you're like, no, keep going. This is gold. This is perfect.
Yeah, that's when the director came out. It's like, no, that's the money shot.
That was awesome. That was so funny.
Well, no, I mean, that's the whole deal with the work is, you know, when you feel it, they feel it.
And it's just so crazy after all these years, this CD was, up for a Grammy, was considered for a Grammy award. So that was kind of cool. But our next one, Bill, is called Giving Honor. And it was important for me to, in one song, to give honor to the people that make a difference in everybody's life. And that is teachers, farmers, firefighters, police officers, and our military. And, without further ado, this one's called Giving Honor.
It's time for America to stand up and salute you, teachers. You greet our children each morning at the bell. You raise our children to speak and spell. You teach wisdom, knowledge, and morals. You inspire our children to reach for their goals. Without your help, our children would be lost. You teach to teach and give to give. In return, you ask for nothing, unlike most. So thank you to all you teachers from all of us. It's time for America to stand up and salute you, farmers. You wake up well before me. Your sweat and efforts are never seen. You prepare our fields for beans, corn, and wheat. You feed the animals and tend to their needs. You feel the needs across this great land. Thanks to all you farmers for feeding your fellow man. It's time for America to stand up and salute our firefighters and our police officers. You hear the sirens. We see the lights. We pull over without thinking twice. You're first to answer when fate rings the bell. You charge without fear into the hot gates of hell. You lay down your life for a complete stranger. Your dedication, it knows no danger. Kids, they think you're made of steel, but your pain is so real. Thank you for yesterday. And my thoughts and prayers are with you today. It's time for America to stand up and salute our military men and women. You are brave, daring, and bold. You have your own life, but put it on hold. You protect me, my family, friends, and this great land. Nothing in return from me you demand. I respect you. I thank you. I salute you. I stand. There is no way I will ever, ever understand. I pray soon you'll be back to this country to see. You do this job, and you do it for no other reason than it's your duty. You never even ask for a thank you. So this is Johnny D, the Motivational Cowboy, telling you, let's give our military a great big salute.
And that's called Giving Honor from my last CD called Time to Stand Out. Well, Bill, I know I saw you writing down some things and, you know, giving honor was just like I said, you know, in the beginning here, I mean, our teachers, man, they're so important to our lives.
Absolutely.
You know, our farmers, they're guys, ladies, thank you. Thank you. Like we take it for granted. We walk into a grocery store and we see things on the shelf that you grew and we just take it for granted. I just want to say thank you. You know, the teachers, you don't get enough credit. Firefighters, police officers. I love that one line. And when I said, you know, they walk in to the hot gates of hell, I'll never forget this kind of a behind the scenes. When I wrote that, good friend of mine, he's no longer with us. He was on the police force here and he would always come by the house. And I said, hey, Chris, I said, I'm, you know, writing this. And what do you think? And he said, I'd change that. And I'd change this. And how about that? And that was one of the lines that he told me. He goes, because you never know what you're walking into. It may not be physical fire, but you never know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to thank all the military men and women as well. You know, I mean, it's time for all of us, you know, to say thank you, to give honor.
I couldn't agree more. I don't know how deep you want me to go onto this because I think this is kind of like the heart of a lot of it that's going on. I mean, these people, I think some of you just have to step back and give reverence to what these people do. But I love the overall theme of this is like America's time to stand up.
Yeah.
And it's time to stand up for these people as well, for what they've meant to your life. For honor the teacher that has helped your child. Honor the firefighters that protect your neighborhood. Honor the police that you know them personally, and then you know how much their hearts are into protecting the community. I would love to see your work hit home and definitely. Yes, it's time to stand up, America, to thank these people because they truly, truly are heroes. They've always been heroes to me. And I know they're heroes to all of us, so they should be spoken about more.
You know, Bill, I leave next week for Alaska.
Yeah.
Going to be speaking there at a high school and doing a community event as well. And I thought about this when I was writing my talk the other day. Do you realize, if you kids are listening right now, if you kids are listening right now and you do not think that you have somebody at that school that supports you, look around to every single teacher. They went in debt, college debt, to be there for you, to mold you into the greatest person that you can possibly be. I mean, think about that, Bill. I know it's a little deep, but these people literally went in debt to help others. You know, I had one of my high school teachers on the show a couple of years ago. You know, she didn't even know what a podcast was. Yeah. And but I wanted to thank her for what she did. And here's the other thing. I remember that my dad always telling me, I mean, it was yes, please, and no, thank you at my house. And my dad said, you know, you treat your teachers like you would treat your mother. Yeah. I better not ever find out that you talked back to your teacher, because I didn't have to worry about the whooping at school. I'd have to worry about the whooping at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like, as an American general, that we're doing what your dad was telling you to do?
Well, I think times have changed, right? I mean, we're talking 40 years ago. You know, I remember, and I'm sure you remember, we actually had pedals at school.
Yeah.
And my dad never hit me, but all he had to do was let me know that he would do it if he had to. And I was scared, you know. I respected my dad's word. I respected the teachers. Didn't always like them.
Yeah.
But I respected them. And that's just like, hey, listen, man, you know, I just got a parking ticket the other day and I was mad. I've never gotten a ticket.
Yeah.
I got a parking ticket. I was so mad, and I was mad at nobody because he was fast. He was in and he was out.
Yeah, yeah.
Never, but you know, I paid it. I wasn't going to fight it. I did something wrong, right? I parked in the wrong place. But anyways, you know, I just want to say giving honor to the teachers, farmers, firemen, police officers, and of course, our military. I just want to say thank you. And the next time you see that teacher, that farmer, that firefighter, that police officer, a military man or woman, give them honor. Say thank you. Tell them you appreciate them. You know, Bill, the next one I'm going to talk about here is called Positive Outlook. This one was inspired and written because of my grandmother. You know, and I say the story was inspired by her because she lived until she was 94, 95 years old. She was a little woman. And this story, you know, it's all in the way that you see things. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. So I picked this one out because it's called Positive Outlook. So we're going to play Positive Outlook right now for my last CD called Time to Stand Out.
There was a very petite and proud 92-year-old lady. This lady was fully dressed each and every morning by 8 a.m., with her hair curled and her makeup perfectly applied, in spite of the fact that she was legally blind. She had to move into a nursing home. Her husband, of 70 years, had recently passed away, making the move necessary. After many hours of waiting patiently in the lobby of the nursing home, she smiled sweetly when the nurse told her that her room was now ready. As she maneuvered her walker all the way to the elevator, the nurse provided her with a visual description of her tiny little room, including the eyelet curtains that had been hung on her windows. "I love it," she stated, with the enthusiasm of an 80-year-old having just been presented with a brand new puppy. "Mrs. Jones, you haven't seen the room. Just wait," the nurse said. Then, the 92-year-old lady spoke these words. "That does not have anything to do with it," she gently replied. "Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. Whether I like the room or not does not depend on how the furniture is arranged. It's how I arrange my mind. I have already decided to love my room. It's a decision that I make every morning when I wake up. You see, I have a choice. I can spend the day in bed recounting the difficulty I have with the parts of my body that no longer work, or I can get out of bed and be thankful for the ones that do work. Each day is a gift, honey. Don't ever forget that. And as long as my eyes open, I will focus on the new day and all the happy memories I have stored away just for this time in my life. Old age is like a bank account. You withdraw from what you have already put in. I believe that our background and our circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become.
And that was Positive Outlook from my last CD called Time to Stand Out. And again, I just want to say good morning and a big hello to all my friends tuning in on Dirt Road Radio, KYDT 103.1 FM and KBFS 1450 AM. Just want to say a big hello to all of you tuning in. I appreciate all of you and hope you're having fun today. It's something that we don't always get to do. Bill, positive outlook. It's all in the way that you look at things.
Absolutely. I'm actually putting myself in their position. I love feeling like I'm driving down the dirt road right now. Right? I just absolutely love that. But yeah, I mean, I love this song. I love this, the message in this too, because it is how you look at things.
You know, I love the one, you know, the line that I use. I believe that our background and our circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become. You can't blame anybody. Listen, we can.
Yeah.
But we have to be responsible for who we are, for what we're doing now, for the choices we're making today.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I read this just a little while ago before you got here to the studio. And it said this: if you want love, give love. If you want friends, be friendly. If you want money, provide value. It really is just that simple.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, this one reminds me of a story, too, that I heard a war veteran who could come back, and he'd been imprisoned for, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years. And while he was there, he spent all of his time talking to all the other prisoners. And at some point, he learned everything about them. He would ask their name, their address, their hometown, and everything else. And then eventually, he was like a captain or something, so he was let go first. And so what he did was, as soon as he got back here to the States, he went to every person's house to tell them that their person was doing okay. And,
wow.
And then the message of his story to us was that I wasn't going to let them make me a prisoner. I was in their prison, but I wasn't a prisoner because I was in my mind. And in my mind, I chose not to be a prisoner.
Wow. Something else I read just the other day, and I wrote it down and I grabbed it today. And it says, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Again, I'm going to say that again. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. I mean, I love that. We can do whatever we want to do. That's the one thing that we have 100% control over is our attitude and paying taxes and dying. But our attitude, we have a 100% control over that, Bill.
Absolutely.
Bill, I'm going to play this next one. It's called Determination, okay, from my last CD called Time to Stand Out. And I want you to listen to this story, this song. And I want you to think about who this story is written about, okay?
Okay.
My emails are flooded with stories and testimonials, from success stories to those going through trials. You know, it's kind of funny, but I'm often asked to tell my favorite story, or one that just sticks out. My favorite one is about a child I knew. He struggled in school. This kid even repeated grade 2. No one expected him to amount to much. For many years, he believed them. That was this little boy's crutch.
Don't give up. Never give up. Don't give up. Never give up.
He coasted through school without much thinking, content to play the fool, but his spirit was sinking.
Like most of us, Change was inspired by a mentor who told the boy, "You could be so much more." Struggled start, playing his trade, honing his art. There were years of famine, and there were years of feast. He enjoyed the best years, but always, always remembered the least. Today, his work is a joy, talking from coast to coast. You see, this story is about me, the motivational cowboy, Johnny D. Don't let anyone ever tell you that you can't do something. You can be whoever you want to be. Just do it.
And that was Determination, Bill. I guess I said it at the end. The story was written about me.
That's right. You gave it away at the end there.
You know, but it's so true. You know, I mean, everybody thinks that just because somebody has made it in life or what they think that person has made, they think it just came easy. I always say it came easy after 20 years of doing it.
No, you know absolutely. What I mean? Yeah, for sure.
Nobody sees all the obstacles that people have to overcome to become successful in their field, in their, you know, it's the word I'm looking for here.
Yeah, their profession.
Are they, yeah, their career. Their profession, yeah. So it's just like one of those things. It's like, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. No matter what you're fighting with today or yesterday, man, don't give up. Don't give up, man. You know, have that positive outlook. I mean, all of these, if you're just now tuning in, you know, on the radio, man, go back and listen to it on the podcast. I mean, we've had so much fun today talking about, you know, acts of kindness, legacy about our daughters, you know, giving honor, positive outlook and determination. I mean, Bill, man, I get fired up just from what we've done today.
Absolutely.
You know, I didn't need a kick in the butt, but I, you know, I'm being kicked in the butt right now. I feel good.
That's good. That's,
you know,
good. I love it.
You know, but it's like one of those things. I don't think people really and truly understand how easy it is to be inspired and motivated. Most people don't want to be, you know, they'll find something negative. Listen, there's enough negativity in the world. We can find it all day long. You actually, anymore, you have to look for the positivity.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and that's something that I try to thrive on the podcast here is positivity, because there's not enough of it. People will just find things to watch or listen to. And a lot of the time it's negative. I want to keep it positive.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, that's what all your work stands for.
And that's been my life too.
Yeah.
People tell me I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Bill? I mean, I've done over 100 episodes. No matter if you think the show is good or not, I've done it.
Absolutely.
You know, millions of plays, tons of guests. We all have a story to tell, and I'm telling them one at a time.
That's what I think is the best part about your work, is the fact that you're telling these outstanding stories, but it's not celebrity. You know, it's not somebody that you just saw on TMZ. This is real people, right?
Right.
And I love that. You know, and then you mentioned it too. You know, it's a little slogan I heard that, you know, yeah, people think, oh, they made it. It's like, well, you know, what makes the big shot? It's like, well, then the big shot says, well, I'm not a big shot. I'm just a little shot that just kept shooting. And to me, that's the beauty of this song. It's like, I really honestly think this is, you've given them the secret of success, is that you just keep going.
That's it.
I mean, you just, if you're hit 100 times, it's Rocky. They hit you 100 times and you got to get up 101. You know,
who was it? Was it Babe Ruth that said, hey, listen, you know, yeah, I have the most home runs, but I also have the most strikeouts.
Absolutely.
You know, and Wayne Gretzky once said, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, and it's just the truth, man. It's like, you have to have that positive outlook on life. And I need it myself. Bill, I was getting ready for the show last night, and I got to be honest with you. There's a lot of the stuff that I've done that I've listened to, and I got teary-eyed myself, and I got fired up, and I'm like, wow, we produced this. You know, I want to say a big hello to and thank you to JC Unger for producing this stuff. And, yeah, you know, me sure. and JC has known each other for 25 years. And he just called me yesterday and said, hey, man, if you want to work on something new, you know, I want to do the music and stuff for you. So, yeah, I just want to say to everybody listening, you know, you can always reach out to me. I'm on social media. You can follow me everywhere. I'm at motivationalcowboy.com. You can find all my stuff there. But man, if you ever feel like you can't make it, or you need that kick in the butt, or you need someone to talk to, man, I'm just letting you know I'm there for you. Okay. I'm just putting it out there right now. Bill, it brings me to the last one that I have today, and it's called Meg's Melody. And, you know, this one is something that you wrote. Our good friend Cheyenne Golf, he sung it and played the guitar. Paul produced it, who produces the podcast. And but talk a little bit about what these people are going to be hearing. I think this is the first time that we've put it on the radio and on the podcast, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, it's the first time we've talked about it, mostly probably because it's hard to talk about. but I think for me personally, obviously, since it hits home, this might be one of the best examples of your own act of kindness. When my daughter died, I really couldn't deal with it. You know, she died from breast cancer, and I never had a memorial for her. And my mom died 4 months later, and we had a memorial for her. And I could never bring myself to have a memorial for my daughter, because nothing felt like enough. Nothing felt like it rose to the occasion of like a legacy. So one night I just was feeling it on my heart, and I wrote a song. And the only thing was, I'm not strong enough to deal with her being gone. So the song just kind of sat there until you became aware of it. And then, unbeknownst to me, Johnny took it upon himself to actually produce this song, and he put the whole thing together, had it produced by Paul and Soulbridge Studios, and then and Cheyenne sang it. But if it wasn't for Johnny putting this together, it would have never happened. And the whole point of the song was that with my daughter being gone, it felt like I still wanted her to live on in some way. And what she would have wanted was to live through these lyrics and try to bring hearts together through kindness, because that was her bigger thing. She just was always kind to people. And when she went to the grocery store, she would stop and tell the person ringing up the order that she had beautiful hair, or she had beautiful glasses, and, you know, people at work. And it wasn't until she was gone that some of the people mentioned that to me, that that she never knew that it made that big of it. It made a pretty big difference to people, because they might have had new glasses that day, and she was the only one giving them some positive affirmation. So this kindness thing resonated with me, resonated with her, and so Johnny basically took it upon himself to do this. And then the best part was, he surprised me.
Well, listening to that, there's a part of me that felt so bad, because I don't know if you remember, but I asked you to email me the lyrics, and once you did, you know, the random acts of kindness just kind of like I got absorbed by it, right? Yeah. And I wanted to do something special for you, but I also didn't want to take over the project, but I also didn't want to tell you that I was doing the project for you, because I wanted it to be a surprise. And it was a surprise, because it was Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other thing was, it was also,
I was afraid that you were going to be mad at me.
No. In fact, a bigger part of the picture was, this actually was already on my heart, because this is something that came from you. This was something that you and I had discussed a long time ago. That was on your heart to do. You always do these acts of kindness for people. And then we had talked about actually just going out there and doing more random acts of kindness for people. So it was basically something that you had already instilled in me. And then I took it to the level of trying to leave that as a legacy for my daughter. So something that would, be there even after I'm gone too. Because we can't ever have enough kindness, and that's what she represented. And So I can't thank you enough. But they brought me into the studio thinking we were going to do a podcast. And then he's playing this song and I immediately broke down and they're all kind of, you know, like trying not to look at me. While
that's right.
I was crying. Over
we did surprise you. I forgot about that. You're right. I had you come into Paul's studio, Soul Bridge Studios, and you thought we were going to do a podcast.
Yeah. So they're laying down this track and showing me like I'm thinking, okay, we're prepping for the show. I'm ready to take notes.
That's right.
I'm listening, and it didn't take long for it to hit. And it's because the lyrics then, you know, came back.
Yeah.
And I just started to cry immediately because then it was the magnitude of what you'd done for me at that moment, but it was also then the magnitude of then what you'd just done for my daughter. And then the magnitude as a person being able to do that for another person. That's the heart of all of this. That's the heart of the messages, to be able to do that for someone who's literally been broken in life anyway.
Well, let's let everybody listen to it. This is called Meg's Melody.
We are the ones who can make a change. We're passion in our hearts and fire in our veins. We stand together, united and strong. Create a world where love and peace belong. Where love and peace belong. Where love and peace belong. We raise our voices high. Our mission touch the sky. With love in our hearts, we'll spread the word. Make a difference in this world. Make a difference in this world. We've got the power to make a change. Heal the world and the pain. Positivity. Where love and peace belong. Where love and peace belong. We'll raise our voices high. Our mission touch the sky. With love in our hearts, we'll spread the word. Strength will never give up. The love we share will be just enough. With every beat, we're making a change. Create a world that's free from hate. We raise our voices high. Mission touch the sky. With love in our hearts, we'll spread the word and make a difference in this world. Oh, make a difference in this world.
Melody, Worldwide Harmony. I can't thank you enough, Johnny, because that, that basically sums up everything we've been talking about. It's time for America to stand up.
And make a difference.
And make a difference. Make a difference
And random acts of kindness is still alive, Bill.
Absolutely.
Random acts of kindness are still alive. Tell people you appreciate them. Smile at somebody. You know, kindness is everything. You know, leave a legacy for your kids. Leave a legacy for somebody else. And that doesn't mean just money. Give honor to people around you. Love. And do it all with a positive attitude. These are all things that we talked about today, and have the determination to do it every single day. Live the outstanding life. Bill, I'm fired up, man. Good. Meg's melody. I love playing that, you know, it oozed out of you. And I'm still so happy that I was able to give you that as a gift. I mean, that was so fun.
Absolutely. I can't even begin to thank you enough, because that's the message of all of it, is that if you feel that in yourself, for yourself, and then you then start showing others, and then we just all start being kind to one another, that we're all at the end of the day more alike than we're different. It doesn't even seem like we would need to remind everybody, but we do.
but we do. And that's why we do the show. And that's why it's called Outstanding Life Podcast. Exactly. If you look at the word outstanding, you look at it backwards, it means to stand out, to rise above the rest and be a little bit different. And today, go out there and be a little bit different. I'm Johnny D, the Motivational Cowboy. I hope you had fun today. I hope you had fun listening to the Outstanding Life Podcast. Bill, I want to thank you again for coming over. I know it's snowing today. I think the weather, it's snowing and everything, getting me ready to go to Alaska next week.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, fired up for Alaska.
But I just want to say thanks again, man, for stopping by and sharing some of these, you know, songs, these stories from my last CD, Time to Stand Out. And I can't thank all of you for tuning in every single week and listening to the Outstanding Life Podcast. I'm Johnny D, the Motivational Cowboy, telling you, be safe, have fun, and have yourself an outstanding day. We'll see you next time right here on the Outstanding Life Podcast. Hey, I'm Johnny D, the Motivational Cowboy. Are you planning a conference, convention, meeting, assembly, or any live event that needs a guest speaker? I would love to be a part of it. For more information, visit motivationalcowboy.com. And don't forget to check out my Outstanding Life Podcast every Sunday here on Dirt Road Radio, KYDT 103.1 FM and KBFS 1450 AM. Have an outstanding day.
Thanks for listening to the Outstanding Life Podcast. Follow Johnny D on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Motivational Cowboy. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, advertise, or would like to make a donation, please visit MotivationalCowboy.com. And remember to have an outstanding day.